thank her for her words, and to say what a grace and what a blessing it is to have the Cabrini sisters here in our diocese, and how proud we are of the close association between the community, their community at the Sacred Heart, and this diocese. And what I think is particularly important about St. Francesca Cabrini is that she is someone whose life and whose apostolate is directly relevant to the reality of today. She is not someone who inhabited an alien, a different world. She speaks directly to real issues and real questions facing us today. So thank you very much to the sisters for your presence. Thank you in particular, Patricia, for your words. I'd like also to acknowledge all those who were involved in the creation of this beautiful shrine, which is a very significant further adornment of our cathedral. And to all of you who have been involved in bringing this to fruition, I would like to say a word of heartfelt thanks. I think it's also an appropriate moment for me to say a word of appreciation to those in the diocese who work particularly with migrants. And in that context, I wish to thank Canon Jim Cronin, our Cathedral Dean, who has preached to us today, and also who works very closely with Bishop Pat Lynch. And I think in the diocese, we work very hard and very seriously to do what we can do to draw people together, to help, to provide assistance in any way we can. So let this be a moment of blessing, blessing to us through St. Francesca, and let it be a blessing for the work that she both inspired and continues to inspire, now and in the future. And now together we'll proceed to the blessing of the shrine. Our Lord and our God, through the prayers and example of St. Francesca Cabrini, help us to love you more fully and serve you more faithfully. Bless this image and let it remind us of her love and devotion to you. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord.